Are you listening to me right now and stressed out about all the editing that you need to do? Today, I'm going to share with you my experience with outsourcing editing. It's really not that bad. Welcome back. This is episode 28 of the Photography Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Anthony Gauna, and I'm here to help you become better at your photography, productivity, and business by sharing what's helped me throughout my journey as a photographer. So I'm going to keep today's episode pretty short. If you missed last week's episode, it's actually related to editing and kind of like keeping things consistent and streamlining things a lot better. Go ahead and listen to that. I give away my number one tip on how I get consistent editing looks. But in today's episode, I just want to share with you my experience with outsourcing editing. So basically what that means is you go out and shoot whatever it is that you shoot. So for me, it's weddings. And then you send over your Lightroom catalog to somebody else and say, here, edit this and send it back to me. Now, I've always heard about outsourcing, but I always felt like if I sent it to somebody else that they just wouldn't see things the way that I did, or, you know, it just wouldn't look right. And honestly, for a long time, I just never tried it out. And so I just wanted to share my experiences with outsourcing. I currently don't outsource because, to be quite honest, this year has been very, very slow as far as weddings go. I just wanted to share my journey and my experience with it because it actually really wasn't that bad. And once I know things kick back up into gear for me and whatnot, I'm going to outsource again. So let's rewind and tell you, you know, my experience with getting into outsourcing to the point where I was just like, oh my God, I can't handle life right now. That's basically what happened. I didn't ever want to try outsourcing. It was something that, you know, I kind of thought about, but it's just like, man, like people aren't going to see, you know, things the way that I do. But when 2 years ago, when my wife and I moved to Waco, we're originally from San Antonio, I still stayed San Antonio based. And so our life kind of got to where it was, at least mine, where I would, you know, drive to San Antonio from Waco. I would go and shoot a wedding, drive back the next day, upload all my, cards and stuff onto my hard drives, try and up, you know, like call. And then I would have to, you know, drive back down. And it was this like consistency of just having to catch up, and things just got super overwhelming. And it was during a very busy time as far as weddings go. And yeah, I got super overwhelmed, and I didn't want to get to the point where I was delivering, you know, just months and months after a couple's wedding. I wanted to, you know, stay on my consistent delivery schedule. And so I was listening to an episode of Photo Biz X, which is, I'm going to throw out a shout out, is my number one, like hands down, photography podcast that I listen to. I've been listening to them since I first started. So shout out to Andrew on that. But he has an awesome podcast. He's got a free version and a premium version. I pay for the premium. If you want the secret link to get either a dollar or a free, I think, 30-day trial, I think. Anyway, that will be in the show notes. I'll get you that. Anyway, I was listening to that episode. I think he's had a few times where they were a sponsor, but Image Salon was a sponsor. And so this was right around the time where I was like, man, I'm super overwhelmed. I am at the point now where I understand my editing. It's pretty simple. I've got my presets ready to go. I just adjust exposure and white balance for the most part. I think I'm ready to give this outsourcing a try. And so because I have heard of Image Salon, and because they use my number one tip that I give away in the previous episode, in episode 27, they used that as well. I decided to give them a shot. And so I gave it a shot, and basically it turned out great. And I'm going to share with you my experience with using Image Salon. I'm sure it's going to be different with different outsourcing companies. If I'm going to, before I go into my process with using Image Salon, I'm going to state that one, I have only used Image Salon primarily because I was super happy from the start. But I will say that although I am recommending Image Salon, I will say that try out different companies that are out there until you find the one company that works well with your editing style, but also just, you know, that you're just super happy with in general. So so I signed up for Image Salon, and the reason I really enjoyed it was that if you already had presets ready to go that were your own, you could upload those and give those to the company so that they already had the tools to work with, you know, to work with your style. And another thing is they wanted you to send over some raw files of yourself, of your own work. And the goal was to sit down with a dedicated editor and show them your editing style. So I uploaded my presets, I uploaded my raw files, and then I hopped on a Skype call with them. And I sat down with one person that was, I think they were mostly doing the onboarding. And I kind of just showed what I do when I'm editing a photo and in different situations. That's another thing that they asked for, was like, you know, if, especially with weddings, you've got these different lighting situations. And so I worked through those. They recorded the session. And they said, all right, purposely, we're going to not go through the rest of the raw files because we're going to assign you to an editor and we're going to have them finish up the edits on these photos based on what you've already shown us on the Skype session. And so a few days later, I got back, edits of those raw files based on what I had shown them and what I had given them on my presets. And for the most part, they were pretty close to what I was going for in my style. They weren't, you know, what I wasn't like completely happy with them. And that was the thing. It was like, if you're not happy with them, please let us know what we need to do to get closer to your style. And so I, you know, explained to them what I wanted, and they did a re-edit on those, sent those over. And I was like, yep, that's it. That's my style. And, so I decided to go forward with them on doing my next upcoming weddings. And the first wedding wasn't, close. Well, it was close, but it wasn't what I particularly wanted. And so I did email them back once, you know, I got those edits and let them know what I wanted to tweak. And they got back to me, you know, within a day or so, with re-edits based on what I had mentioned. And from there, like, my editor had my look down, and I was blown away, because all I had to do, all I had to do basically was send over a Lightroom catalog with just the smart previews and upload that to my editor. And then he took care of the rest, and then just emailed me back through their delivery system the Lightroom catalog with the smart previews. And then once I hooked it up to my laptop with my hard drive of the raw files, you know, I had everything ready to go to export. So it was very easy to use as far as like the delivery process and all that goes. So that portion was pretty easy to use and just kind of like manage. So what I started doing was, well, another thing, I do a lot of backtracking because I think before, or I say before I think, but they do offer culling as well. But for me, I think culling is a very personal thing. And so I will cull before I would deliver. And so I would, my process was cull the wedding down to what I wanted to do. That also helped bring the cost down because they're not having to, you don't have the cost of the cull. And then the number of photos also determines, well, the number of photos that they're editing determines the price of what you're going to pay. So I would cull down first because I feel my personality and how I shoot has a certain kind of feel. And so I wanted particular photos in that wedding. But I would cull down, import it into Lightroom, and then apply smart previews because that's what they need. And it's also just the best way to edit, to be honest. And I would go through the wedding and just find key moments. So like getting ready, the ceremony, group photos and portraits of the couple, and then reception. And I would edit those particular times, and then I would apply a color flag to let them know that, hey, this is an edit that I've done. That way you have a reference. So if they wanted to just literally copy and paste, they could do that. I would, just submit that Lightroom catalog just like that so that they had starting places. And, you know, it did take some time out on my end, but it wasn't all the time needed for me to go through the entire wedding. And so once I got that first wedding back, I looked through and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. They did, you know, have to make tweaks, but the second wedding that I did the service where they edit and make dodge and burn tweaks with brushes and stuff, and also will adjust cropping. And after I got that wedding back, I was like, oh my God, this editor can like crop way better than I can. And so I did that for the next few weddings after that. And anyway, I guess the point of this episode is to say that I had a really amazing experience with outsourcing. I've only outsourced through Image Salon. I do recommend them. But I mean, if you are just kind of on the fence about it, I would say give it a shot. And even the onboarding with the outsourcing was totally for free. I don't know if it has changed, but it was totally for free and it was totally worth it. It saved me a lot of time. So before, when I was just on this constant wheel of catching up, what I was doing was shooting the wedding, driving back to Waco, culling the wedding, uploading it to Lightroom, and editing those key moments, sending off the Lightroom catalog to my editor. I would go back to San Antonio, shoot my next wedding, come back and do the same thing. But when I got back, I also had a fully edited Lightroom catalog of the previous wedding, and it just really helped make me feel less stressed out. And to be quite honest, I think sometimes their edits and their crops were way better than what I could have done. It still had the look and feel. And I don't know if any of my clients are listening to this right now, but I never told them I outsourced my editing to a company and they never noticed either. So yeah, if you are on the fence, I would say give it a shot. Find a company. My go-to recommendation is Image Salon, but try other people out as well, you know, until you are happy with somebody. And I only recommend it if you've got the money set aside for it, and you know, you're kind of stressed out about editing, or you just don't like editing to begin with. that's kind of like when I would recommend it. So if you are going to work it into, you know, your workflow of weddings, I would make sure to factor in that expense. So that way you're not losing money, which I did for a little bit. And it, like I said, totally worth it. But yeah, that's kind of how I got into outsourcing my editing. I'm not doing it at the moment because I'm back in San Antonio and things aren't as stressful as far as time goes. But once it does get back to that point where I feel I'm going to be stressed out, I am going to be using ImageSalon again because I was very, very happy with them. And it was kind of nice to just have people do my work for me. Yeah, that's my tip for today, guys. Try outsourcing your editing. Well worth the shot. If you have had experience with outsourcing, whether good or bad, share it in the Facebook group. If you aren't in the Facebook group, go join it. That's where I want to start continuing the conversation with everybody who listens to the podcast. I want us all to have one place to connect with each other, to share each other's stories, and kind of get topic ideas for future upcoming episodes, all that kind of good stuff. So if you aren't in the Facebook group, join the Facebook group. Let's connect in there. And if you just want to connect with me and see more of my work, head on over to Instagram. Like I said, links are all in the show notes, as always. Well, that's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Cheers. Thank you for listening to the Photography Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, share your biggest takeaway with me over on Instagram Stories. This helps me so that I can continue to create more resources and episodes just like this. It also helps spread the word. To learn how to mentor with me one-on-one or get access to other resources and freebies, head on over to anthonygana.com. I'll see you in the next episode.